In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Please be seated. Special welcome to those who are visiting with us today. Delighted to have you here. You'll find the whole services in your bulletin, and we'll keep it really simple. We want you to enjoy the experience. So just relax and enjoy the music and the liturgy. Again, so good to have you with us. I can't see her at the moment, but you know when you're working with staff, there are always rumors about how you get along. Most of these meetings are in the parking lot. And so I'm just trying to catch her eye. Where's Stacy? Stacy, my former youth director from the parish in Woodstock. Welcome. Good to have you as a guest today. You see, we're still talking and we worked together a while. Stacy had this wonderful way of being so gentle when she needed to correct me. If I had made a mistake, and she was just so kind and compassionate and gentle, and that's pretty impressive from a millennial, that they can have that tremendous ability. So again, welcome. So good to have you here. And a special welcome to parents and grandparents and uncles and aunts and godparents. Man, this is a special day. You are going to hear a homily and a brief one. Praise God, eh? About humility. And it's not directed because you're here. It's the reading that was assigned for today. You know, every once in a while, somebody will say, he put that reading in just for me. I know he did it. You just need to know that we have prescribed readings that are given to us on an ongoing basis. And this is one of those readings. I had a kindergarten teacher. She was awesome. She was 5'2". And she had arms so wide, and the rest of her went with her arms. And she would wrap her arms around you, and she'd say, God don't make no junk. But as for you, Stevie, don't let them ever stop working on you. That's humility. God don't make junk. But don't let them ever stop working on you. We're growing and learning and changing every day. Some of the best answers you'll get are from mom or dad or grandma or grandpa. Some from teachers, some from friends, less from friends. Every once in a while, they get it right. Well, we're so blessed with the people around us that are kind and gentle and love us enough, and some are even kind and gentle in correcting us when we're wrong. I just want to share some thoughts with you. I've been in school long enough to know never to quote myself. That's called pride. You see, humility, as one writer put, is humility is not thinking less of yourself. It's just thinking of yourself less. When you get up in the morning, ask yourself the question, what difference can I make? Whose life can I improve? Will people be more happy when I come in or when I leave? How can I change lives for the better and make a difference? My son is a student at Western University, King's College. I went to Western University, Huron College. Of course he picked King's College. And he's in King's College because they have an international social justice program. And recently we were having lunch together and he asked me this question. He said, Dad, last week with the Lions Club, I was working on a project where we build memory boxes. He said, and I was out handing out socks on Dundas and Richmond and London to people who were homeless. And then we were handing out clothes with the Salvation Army. He said, what does your church do? And I smiled and shared the extraordinary missions and outreach project. And he looked at me and he said, Dad, I was just wondering, does your church do that or do you? You see, he hasn't mastered correcting me gently. But I love him, and he made me think and helped me change some of my behaviors. You know, people will say, Stephen, you're never in your office. Oh, thank goodness, because if you're a decent priest, you should never be in your office. You should be out ministering to the people that God has placed in your care. I pop by the office once in a while, mostly because the coffee's hot and the people are good. And it's a bit of a recess. It brings me back to my school days years. This past week, I saw a movie I want to recommend to each and every one of you. Joyce and I have been struggling with the concept of Halloween for a little while, and so we leave the house empty and dark. Probably shouldn't have announced that on live stream. There is a dog. I'm going to let him out. And we went to see this awesome movie, and you know, as a pastor, I can't recommend movies to you very much because there's always violence and nudity and vulgarity, and I'm always very embarrassed. But this one, I want to encourage you to see. The name of the movie is Same Kind of Different as Me. It is an extraordinary movie that addresses issues of poverty and adultery, terminal illness, forgiveness, and humility. If you're looking for a wonderful film to take your wife, your husband, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, or just one of those great girls' nights out, this is a movie you need to see. It talks about how one man who cheats on his wife is confronted by his spouse, and she says, "You can leave. Unless you'd rather stay, and we will begin again." And he stays. What he can't figure out is life doesn't get really tough at home. What are the consequences for the behavior? Instead, his wife says, "We now work at a soup kitchen." He said, "Well, I'm a very important art dealer." She said, "Yeah, that's nice. And if you want to continue living here, you'll be at the soup kitchen." Introduces him to a soup kitchen, introduces him to a group of homeless people, and he begins with his spouse and those around him to change lives. It's a true story, and you need to see it because it will stir thoughts of humility and grace and mercy in your life. Did you know that pride makes us artificial? And humility makes us real, says Thomas Merton. Leaders of today are going to be called to be authentic, congruent, alive with the Spirit of God, and ready to change the lives of those around us. Humility is the only true wisdom by which we prepare our minds for all the possibility of life, says George Arliss. When we recognize that we are not self-made, that there are those around us, whether it was our parents, our grandparents, aunts, uncles, or cousins, whether it was the neighbors or friends. Today, I want to celebrate the life of Aunt Dorothy and Uncle Ed. We were not related. Stay with me. They were the neighbors across the street that took me to church every single Sunday. My mom and dad, they got me up and bathed and dressed and out the door. And Uncle Ed and Aunt Dorothy took me to church every single Sunday. And they would walk me into the kindergarten class of the Baptist church. And they would hand me to the teacher, and Uncle Ed would take my shoulders and massage them ever so gently as he looked the teacher in the eye and said, "Good luck." I never knew what he meant. All I knew is that I saw more of the senior pastor in his study after most services with an eyeball to eyeball. I remember Pastor Harry Strachan once said, if God has a sense of humor, boy, you'll be a pastor. I remember the registrar of Huron College, Catherine Ridley. She said to me, I understand you're bright. I said, yeah. She said, I understand you're talented. I said, yeah. She said, I also understand you're a self-centered, egotistical little brat. And we're going to fix that, son. You need people around you to remind you when you slip up. We all do. I surround myself in some of the brightest minds there are, some of the biggest hearts there are, because I know that God don't make junk, but he sure is better never stop working on me. When was the last time you were able to look in the mirror and say, true humility is staying teachable regardless of how much you think you know? Did you know that we cultivate humility in our hearts when we remember how far the Lord has brought us by grace so far? So here's three quick thoughts, and we're going to wrap it up. Number one, grow through what you go through. Don't waste a life lesson. It's like if you get pulled over for speeding. The next day, go slower. If you're in a dialogue with your spouse and it doesn't go well, find a new way to communicate. If you're struggling with a teenager, God help you. We had four, and they're all still alive. And so am I. It was close for me. Try to remember that pride is about your glory and humility is about God's glory. Try to remember that selflessness is humility and humility and freedom go together. Only a humble person can be free, says Jeff Wilson. Humility is understanding your limits, knowing when to apologize, knowing when to begin again, knowing that God gives you a fresh start every single day. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. In Micah, we are reminded that God's expectations of us is that we will walk humbly with him in this life. We are never, ever alone. Now the good news. That was the introduction to today's sermon. Amen.